הפעם של השכיחו ויוספו ומעביר מבית לבית. Now, be fine. Think of Zeru, if you're going to be against Klai Yisrael, is Mashkicham to Yosefo, Mahafiro Mechuki Ritzina. In Medrash, in Gracious, says on the Pasuk, the Choshech al Pnei Zohim, but in Medrash, the Choshech Zuyo, Shechichu Einayim Shal Yisrael in Zeru Yisrael. Sha'omu, Yomi said, Kisru Lachem Al Keren HaShorim, She'im Lachem Tchilit B'Lekei Yisrael. Right, Al Keren HaShorim, that you don't have a Tchilit in age. You can see, the Gzeir, and fear the Yisrael. So for the Medrash, we see that the Iker Gzeir of Yomi and Klai Yisrael was Kisru Lachem Al Keren HaShorim, She'im Lachem Tchilit B'Lekei Yisrael. On the other hand, in Al-Nisim, and what was the Ikir Gzeiret of Yom HaGen Saito, Lashkichot Eresechem, Shikas HaZeret, were fighting for you. In the portion of the Medrash, explain, it says, all the Yivonim were going to Kitzu Lachem Al-Keren HaShor, Shekin Lachem Al-Kimit Melekei Yisrael. What is special about Keren HaShor? The Yivonim didn't come to write on anything She'im Lachem Chil B'Elekei Yisrael. They picked the Keren HaShor, and on that you should write She'im Lachem Chil B'Elekei Yisrael. What was special about the Keren HaShor? The Mefarshim explained, Merav Meirchenet, that the Yivonim wanted to be master, wanted to be more Klal Yisrael of the Chetei. And they wanted to tell them, and on that shore, that you will hold in the midbar, on that head of the that shore right, she'im lochem chim in the case. Which we have to understand, what's the significance about head of eagle, that the Yavonim chose that avir, and he said, with that head of eagle, remember that and right, she'im lochem chim in the case. The Gemara in Erevin, of Nudal, says, the Molei Mishnah Ramuchas, when you hold your Torah in Shlakei Echim Yisrael, if it wouldn't have been Shkiris Ramuchas, which came about through the Chet Eidu, Torah would not be forgotten in Klai Yisrael. When you hold your Torah, a person will go in Torah, Mikri, Mishnah, Agode, Ein Shakech, and you wouldn't forget. It's only after the Chet Eidu, which is brought upon Shkiris Ramuchas, that you have Shikhas Atorah, which a person will learn and he forgets. Shaz Manu Zoyre, the Medrash tells us, we saw that the Eivish said, Anoichi, Nitka Torah B'Liva. The Torah was ingrained in the Eivu. Shosha Omer Abuhiya, when the Eivish said, Abuhiya, Neka Yitzhar B'Liva. The Yitzhar was not rooted from the Eivin's heart. Which means, the Shaz Manu Rasinai, Klai Yisrael became one with the Torah. We were totally connected with the Torah. And the Torah was part and parcel of the existence of Klai Yisrael. Something which is part of somebody, which is connected with you, which is totally connected, you don't forget. Nobody forgets their name, nobody forgets their birthday, and nobody will forget their wife's birthday. Something that you're totally connected with, you don't forget. B'shazman Torah, Klai Yisrael was so connected to the Torah, you were so dominant and one with the Torah, you learned it, you remembered it for life. Klai Yisrael came in the Chet Eidu, and they were chointed. They caused a period between Klai Yisrael and the Torah. It was this connection. The Torah became outside from Klai Yisrael. We weren't one with the Torah anymore. Now that we're not one with the Torah, you learn the Torah, you forget it. We're learning the Torah as an outside thing. Once you learn it, it's not part of you, it's not connected to you, and you learn it and you forget it. I once heard that Gifter, Shiva can tell us, Bochum used to say that Bochum used to ask him, Shailas, call it Torah Kula, Shas, poist him, he used to remember it as if he learned it yesterday. He asked Rebetzin, what is it, do you have a great car in here? I don't know, memory? He said, she said, in Abayas Oil, in the worldly things, you don't remember anything. And you wonder that that's what he remembers. Anybody saw a gift of learning, the way he was loving with the Torah, he became so one with the Torah, he became so connected, they didn't forget that. When somebody comes connected with something, you don't forget it. That's what we told him. After the Chet Eichel, you weren't that connected anymore. Therefore, Hashem would shift that place. The Yivonim came to Klal Yisrael, and the Yivonim came to be going to Kitzvotem Al-Kerem HaShem 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 HaShem. He wanted it, because no problem with Klal Yisrael should learn. You don't see a Chazal that would go to Israel and should learn. They have no problem with human out there. They have a problem with learning, but learn it as an outside thing. Don't connect yourself with the Torah that much that you become one with you. Torah is one thing, Klal Yisrael is different. What did they remind them? They remind them of the Chet Eichel. The Chet Eichel is the time in the history of Klal Yisrael when Klal Yisrael disconnected himself in a certain sense of the Torah. And then was Shiloh Shikha in Klal Yisrael. That's what they wanted to remind Klal Yisrael. You want to learn Torah? You can learn Torah. Of course, I'm healing the Klal Yisrael. You're not connected to Israel. Learn the Torah as an outside thing. Learn it and forget it. Which means that when the Medrash of Reisha says, Kitzvotem Al-Kerem HaShor, She'en Lechem Chelek B'Klal Yisrael, that's the same Gezeira which referred to Al Nisim Mashkichem to herself. That's what they were after. They were after to get the Torah. Learn it or forget it. Don't learn it as a way that it should become one. How do we fight this thing? How do we respond to this day? It's a lady in Rosh Yud Ches says that after the Chet HaEgel, now was the Chadash and Muma Halach HaTolim Torah. Now the only way, now we disconnected us from the Torah, it's when we didn't have the Torah. Now we need to add all of the fear to the Torah. To a hard work, shifting, harming, through that we're going to again connect ourselves to the Torah. Before the Chet HaEgel, we learned Torah, but there was no Rabbani, there was no necessity for that. Torah was, you learn it, you don't forget it. It was easy come. After the Chet HaEgel, when we disconnected from the Torah, we passed from the Torah, now the only way we can get to the Torah is almost the idea, hard work, and through that we're going to be able to connect ourselves to the Torah. There's a lady says that over there, not only that, in a certain sense, we gained after the Chet HaEgel. After the Chet HaEgel that we're detached from the Torah and we need all of the idea to connect ourselves, when a person does that all of the idea, does that Lord Bain, and shifts and gets to the Torah, and he tries once, and he tries a second time, and he finally gets it, Zot the Beit HaLevi, then the goof of the Yid transforms and becomes the Chet HaEgel of the Torah. Before the Chet HaEgel, he didn't have to work. It was just weird. He got it on a solar planet. Okay, he went to the Torah before the man. There was no rabbi in it. Then, Dr. Mizalevi, our goof was like an angel to the Sikh Torah. And every Sikh Torah, that the mantle, that washes the Sikh Torah. That doesn't have anything to do with the Sikh Torah. Then there's the clock. That's the end of people that's not the Torah, that has to do with the Sikh Torah itself. After Chet HaEgel, when now we almost begin to get there, and when we do the almost begin, and we do the rabbi, and we do the shiki, and we finally get to the Torah, we connect ourselves in a higher level than we had before. Our book transforms itself and becomes Etzem Kedusha Sefer Torah. The Gemara says in Kedushin, HaRav Shemoch Ba'al Tvoy Tvoy Dimoch. The Gemara actually be Moichel. I guess not yours. But the Gemara, Hoda Omer Rav Eno, you could be Moichel. Why? It says in the Pasuk in Dillon, Tervet Hashem Kefzei. And Tervet Hashem in the Zayis, in the Sayyidah Soi, in his own Tervet, Yeh Yeyorim Malayim. He works day and night. The problem is, Chile is Tervet Hashem. Beginning is Tervet Hashem. Afterwards, the Sayyidah Soi, Yeh Yeyorim Malayim. Afterwards, become Tervet Dilei. Become his own Tervet. Rashi Rabbi the Zohar says, Alideisha Omol, we yoga bui. So that Amelos in here becomes your own Tervet. Which means, before Chet HaEgel, there wasn't the almost in the Torah study delay. It wasn't good. You didn't work on it. It was active. So if you put a lottery, $1 million is great. It feels good. It's not connected. It's not his own. And he earned it. He worked on it. After Chet HaEgel, it's something to start a business. At the beginning, it goes hard. After year, 10 years, 20 years, he finally built himself up a business. And he got himself $1 million. He's connected to that money. That's his. That came with hard work and labor. That happened, that's the most certain way that happened after the Chet HaEgel. That's what we got from the Chet HaEgel. We got about 3 years later after the most certain way. That that impugned itself in the times of Yvonne. Yvonne came and said, "Kids were in my camera, so she couldn't come to the place." He tagged himself in the dirt. Learn it or forget it. What is the Hashanah we found? Through them, the serious nefesh, that they were always a nefesh, but avoid the nefesh. That's the almost the idea that we need to answer that they go and connect ourselves back to that traditional path. Through our meals, the serious nefesh, we come back to attach ourselves and become one with the dirt. It goes one more step. We find that after the Hashanah we always a nefesh, they thought they won, they won the war. There was a nace, there was going to be a nefesh, that the Irish made the nefesh of burning days. As a home room is lacking, that because of that, we should remember it, and every person now should light in the mirror and say it for that next. The Gemara Shabbat teaches us that what is, now that any unknown from the Chalik, also the Shabbat Shloim. Talk to Iran, why that's so? Because just like the mirror in the Mikdash, the din is also the Shabbat Shloim, so too, a mirror in your house is also the Shabbat Shloim. The Rabbi is teaching us that what the Chamer Mizak in Shabbat and Neir Zanzib was, take that from the mirror that was lighting in the Mikdash and put it into your house. But a person, when he lights Neir Zanzib, is lighting the mirror in the Mikdash in his own house. Which means that after the Hashemelonim were always in Mikdash, and they fought upon it, and they gathered all of the year, and they became their own mirror, what the Mizak was, the mirror we know in the Zohar state, it symbolizes the Torah Shalapet. The Shkoh Torah Shalapet comes through the mirror. Which before the Yvonne came, it was sitting in the base of Mikdash, and every year he got a shkoh and Torah and he had a word with it. After Chanukah, that the Yvonne wanted to detach us from Torah, and we came back with all of the year, what the Hashanah were attacking was, every person should take that Torah Shalapet, the light of the Mikdash, bring it into your own house. With your own work, go buy the oil, light it up, light that Torah Shalapet, make it into the Torah the way, make it into your own Torah. And that's the way we're going to say it, Yvonne. With the Omo Vigil, we're going to show them that we can connect ourselves to the Torah, we can make it our own Torah, and bring the Torah into our own house. Baruch Hashem, as the Rebbe mentioned, the Mizrachi, Rebbe Siyat Mishmaya, that established Koyo Mumok and Torah here in the Shul, 2 months already. What's the significance of this coil, a small coil? Coil, the learning. A small coil, around the beginning of this man, the Drosha class. A small coil means that you have 10 young lights sitting and learning, they have one and only focus. We as a million be here in my third. Every young man will bring himself out his utmost, put in a million be here every day, they come back, we catch the conclusion, and with all these different coils that each young man and his own, it brings himself out together, you build yourself a small menorah, and that lights up. I want to take this opportunity to express a feeling that we have, because Baruch Hashem, we were zoichet that this chosh and shul, Uberosham, the more the Aspen, I was asked not to speak so much about him, but I won't say a whole speech about him, but the word that we can say, that without his big heart that he opened to the kodol, you wouldn't have been here. He makes it work in every way that's possible. But I want to say something about the shul. We were searching to come into the shul opened the doors for us. A lot of people are playing with prayer, a lot of people will help prayer, but they'll keep the prayer in the base of the shul. Let's keep the prayer out here. I'll stay in my house, and I'll help the prayer from the outside. Not that many people will agree to bring the prayer into their house. Open the door, yes, take that manure, the coil that's shining as a manure, bring it into your shul. That's the manure that we have in Chanukah. Bring it into your own house, and this is even that we feel as a coil, how every single person in the healer tries the utmost to make it work, to make the best situation for your life. And only with that attitude, if it's the coffee, if it's the heat, if it's the sporum, if it's the upstairs, if it's the downstairs, we feel that they have one goal, to make sure that in life have nothing else in their mind, both because I'm able to be here, my third. And with that attitude, that this manure shine with its full glory. The English is a health, that I can, this manure started shining with full glory. We should be looking to Did the Bimmer, 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 the Bimmer